Vayter in Shas from a comment of Yudchas, picking up on Yudzan Mabes, towards the bottom of the page, about 12 lines up, next part of the Mishnah. Zok the Heilige, next part, I'm sorry, by the two dots. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Amarava, Kol Shebezav Tamei, any circumstance where you have a Zav, that when they touch something, it's going to make it Tamei, then when it comes to Nizakin, they're going to be Chayiv Nezek Shalim. We know that a Zav, someone has a certain type of emission, it becomes Tamei, and he goes and he touches something, even if it's touched directly, touches it indirectly, still, if it's connected to something else, so for example, he touches, he sits down on a couch and there's something underneath it, it becomes Tamei, or he lifts up a whole pile of clothing, there's something on top of it, it becomes Tamei, even though he doesn't touch it. That's going to be tummy. So b'nizakin, when it comes to nizakin, also mashal nezek shalim, meaning if a cow, let's say, is walking ashore, is walking an ox, and it has on it a pack, and that pack goes and touches something and knocks it off, it's nezek shalim. Kol shebezav taller, anything that is obviously touched is going to be taller. Then b'nizakin mashalim chatzin nezek, when it comes to nizakin, it'll pay chatzin nezek. That case, it's like if the zav, let's say, kicks something and it hits something else, or throws something and hits something else, not going to become tummy, but somebody nezek is nezek shalim. Says the Shkayach, isn't that a case of Tsaros? Varava. Tsaros has lunch minute. Was he coming to teach us the din of Tsaros? We know that already. He says, no. Lo, Rava Eglam Moshechas Bekarun Kamash Malan. He wants to teach us a case out of, let's say you have a cow that's pulling a wagon. Now, what's going to be the din over there? Is that considered like Tsaros because it's not connected to it? Or is it considered like it's connected to it and therefore it's considered Nezek Shalim? And the answer is it's Nezek Shalim. Just like with a Zav that goes on in such a situation, it's going to be Metame, so to your as well. So that's Gemara Tanya, you know, if you have a bride who backs this up, that if a wagon is pulled by an animal, it's like an extension of the animal, like a pack on it, like a saddle on it, and if it damages something, it's not considered tsuros, but actually it's considered like in itself. Behema mu'edes l'shaber b'derech hilucho ketzad. What is this case if we say, how do we have Bryce there backs up Rav's idea, that if you have a behema mu'ad, it's mu'ad to break in the way of its walking, ketzad, how so? Behema shenichtes halachatzer nizak. Let's say an animal goes into the courtyard of the damagee, the one it's damaging, and he damages in one of these ways, either with the saddle or with the package that they're carrying it, like we said yesterday, like the bit that's in the mouth or the bill that's on the neck, or the donkey that damages this load, or the egla, the cow that does by the wagon. So we see over here, the price is straight up, but the nezik with the wagon, it's nezik shalim. Okay, more on the idea of tsaros. Tana Rabbanan, Tyre Nugolim, show you Mechalathim Mechavel Dali. Let's say you have these chickens that are going and they're pecking away at the rope of a bucket. Venivsak Hechevel, Venisbar Dali. And the rope snaps and the bucket breaks. Mishalm Nezek Shalom, they have to pay Nezek Shalom. Okay, we're going to explain that. Boy Rav Rav says, Dorshal Kli, Lo Shabarta, let's say it's, the animal steps on the Kli and doesn't break it right away. Venisgal Gal Lamakamacher and it rolls to somewhere else, Venisbar, and it breaks over there. What's going to be the din? Basar meikaras lina v'gufehu. Do we go according to a car like the original thing? Therefore, it's like the body, and therefore it's the guf itself. Rashi says, "Yashedachfua shedachfaso v'gufo tavar mana." His body went and did it. Well, Dilma basar tavar mana is lina v'tsaros niu, or ninu, or maybe I go by the breaking of it at the time it breaks, and therefore it's considered tsaros. So either it's going to be nezek salim. Let's get the answer figured out from that which Rabba says. Dama Rabba, Zorek Kli Mirosagag. Someone throws a Kli off the top of a roof. Uba Acher Ushvaru B'Makel El Patan. Someone else comes and they see it on the way down. Before it hits the ground, midair, they take a whack, a Babe Ruth whack at it, and they smash it. They're in and lay Mana Tvira Tavar. This person is going to be Patar. Because we say to him, you broke one that's already broken. Meaning, the time you throw it off the roof, it's on the way, it's going to be destroyed. So here, so it's going to be, it's already like it's broken. And what do we see? So why is Rav not answer according to this over here? When the cow goes ashore, goes and kicks it, at that time, it's considered like it's already broken. Therefore, it should be considered tsuro, should be nezik shalim. L'rabba, pshitale, says Gemara. Yeah, l'rabba, it was pashat. L'rabba, mibale, it was a question according to Rava. I want to know what exactly it was. Tashma, let's try to figure it out. Hidus, which Rashi says means rikidus etan golem, so the chicken are like dancing away. Hidus enum muad, it's not considered muad. V'yishomer marries muad, some say it is considered muad. Hidus, you think that it's talking about the case of like jumping up and down? obviously everyone's going to say that it's normal for a chicken to be doing such a thing, to be hopping around. Rashi says that no one says it's not considered mu'ar. So what does it mean? What does it mean? It's hopping, and it sends the kli flying, and then it goes and breaks when it hits the ground. And that they were machlokas. The ma'aser of a basa meikara is go according to meikara, and therefore it's nezik shalom. Ma'aser of a basa tavar mana is go ten times it breaks, and therefore it's going to be considered tsreros. So that question Rav asked obviously is a machlokas. Says Gemara, lo, no, that's not the case. Beep, turn the page. Yud ches behitus tsreros. Maybe the Bryce is talking about a case where the chicken was hopping and sent rocks flying and then it hit it. And it's a machlokas of sumchus and rabban, and that's what they're arguing over. But whether or not we say that sroros is nezek shalem or it's chatzi nezek. That's the question here. Let's see. Toshma, time to go and show you mechatatim bechavad li. Let's say they go and they're picking at the rope of the buckle, like we brought up a moment ago. And if the rope breaks and the kli breaks, it snaps and the kli breaks. Meshalim and nezek shalim, you have to pay nezek shalim. Shmamidah, basa meikar is in it. Must be when the kli breaks, you're going basa meikar because it's nezek shalim. Says, no, tirgama chevel. Why don't we say that when it means you have to pay nezek shalim? It's talking about on the rope itself because they directly impacted it. Says, va chevel meshunahu. But the chicken's damage to the rope is very weird, and therefore it should only be chatzin nezek. No, demos belisha. It's talking about that there's dough that's all over it, therefore it's picking out the dough. So it makes sense that it should have done, you should have guarded it, so it sounds like shalim. So it's more of a hundred spark delikatani. It says the focus is not about the rope, it's about the deli, but the pitcher. So what's going on with the bucket? This bucket that broke, which means it's talking about the bucket also. How would you say that you have to pay nezek shalim, only the rope? Okay, good point, good point. So, Ella Sumchus he da'amar tsuros nezik shalim mishalim. Rather, let's say this idea of paying nezik shalim doesn't answer Rava, because the bright side is going in the world of Sumchus, who says that tsuros you pay nezik shalim. So, if we don't have a riot, your question. So, Gemara, Sumchus. Come on, if you want to say this is talking about Sumchus, Ema Seifa, let's look at the Seifa, the end of the bright side, and see that. And see if that works. Nitas menu shever v'nafel kli acher isvaro. If a piece shot out from it, meaning this bucket that broke, and then it shot out, and it fell in a different kli and broke it, al rishon mishal nezek shalim v'al acher mishal nechatzin nezek. Hold on 1 second. V'simchos mi isle chatzin nezek. We know tzoros going to simchos is nezek shalim. Pchite mishayni la milay l'simchos bein nezek kocho l'koch kocho. And if you want to say, well, maybe the difference between koach, Nezek kocho, that if I do something and it shoots out to something, or kocho, koach de kocho, or the force of its force, being that it gets extended beyond that, and that's why it's chazin nezek. But then you're going to have an issue with that, which Rav Ashi asked. Koach kocho lusumchos kekoach dami, or love kekocho dami? Which one is it? Is a koach kocho considered like kocho, or is it not? According to this, it seems to answer your question already. Tifshet lay the lav kikocho dami. Let's say it's not because we have to pay chatzi nezek. And the fact that he doesn't do that, we don't have that as an answer. Must be that's not the distinction here. El lav rabbanani. Must be this whole braisa who says it's chatzi nezek is in the case of tsreros. That's going in the world of the chacham and the rabbanan. But the problem is that the braisa says you have to pay for the bucket nezek shalim. Shmamin abasa meikara is linan. Must be the go basa meikara, and that's the period. Says the Gemara. Amar of Bibi Barabaye de Kazuminemine. Rabbi Barabba said the Bryce is talking about it where the bucket moves constantly because of the chicken until until it breaks. Says Rashi that the Dali de Kazil Minemine, the Tanago, Velo Nishbali de Gilgul, Lamakal Macher, it's not breaking. Elohu Dochfo Kosha Bishas Shavira Nami. The chicken was constantly pushing against it. That's why it broke. That's why it's going to be nezek shalim. Says Gemara Bayi Rava, he asks a question. Chatzi nezek tsroros migufa mishalim mei aliyah mishalim. This idea of chatzi nezek that you pay by tsroros, where does it come from? Migufo? Does it come from the body of the animal or from the property? This we learned back on Tes Zion that chatzi nezek of keren is paid only from the body of the animal itself. So if chatzi nezek is more than the value of the animal that damaged, then the owner doesn't have to go make it up from the stuff, from his property. And Rava wants to know over here, does Chatzin and Zikov Tzeros have the same din, or maybe you have to take from his property if it doesn't fill up? Megufa Mishalim de lo Ashkechan. Chatzin Nezik de Mishalim Aliyah. Do we say, does he pay only from the body of the animal? Because we don't find a case of half damages in which he pays from his stuff. Odelma Ma'aliyah Mishalim Me'aliyah Mishalim de lo Ashkechan Ka'orche de Mishalim Megufe. Or do we say he has to pay from his stuff over here if he doesn't have enough there? Because we don't find any case of nezek that one animal does in a normal way in which he pays only from the goof. They have to pay beyond that. So which one is it? Tashbal, try to figure this out. He does, he said, enum muad, hopping around, dancing around, is enum muad. V'yishomer is a muad. Some say it is, some say it isn't. What you thought is hidus? Of course, everyone says that it's a normal way for the chicken to go hopping all over the place, and therefore Tanakama is not able to say that it's not considered mu'ad. Elalav hidus v'hidus u'bal k'nusri, like we saw before, it's hopping and then rocks fly out from under it, and it breaks a kli, and that's the machlokas is man damar eino mu'ad kasafir migufa misham. Someone says it's not a mu'ad. That'd be the Tanakama. He holds he paid service from the goof of the animal itself. And Vumadama Muad Kasavar, one said, this is Muad, he owes me Aliyah Mishalim. He says that you one pays for the service, even from Aliyah, from the best of the best. So it's going not a raya. Lo, but Plukta is almost Rabbanakar. We say the Machluk is between those two, and that is again as per whether or not you play Chatzin Nezik or Nezik Shalim for service. The Tanakama says it's not Muad. He holds like the Chachamim that one pays only Chetzi Nezek and Baitzurus, and when the Yesh Omrim says it is Muad, they go like Sumchus to say they pay straight up. Toshima, let's try to bring another Rayo. Look at Gemara. Hakelv Shanta Charev Halach Lagad. They just have a dog that takes a biscuit, but it takes it off Gechalim of coals, and or is baking, and it goes to a place where there's a bunch of grain, and they put it down over there, and it eats the biscuit, but that coal that he brought along with it, hanging along, burning everything up. But the dog put it down on the stack and it just ate the biscuit, and the coal got stuck at the bottom. It was on fire. The biscuit appears to be Nezik Shalim because that's straight up. Mishalim Chatzi Nezik is considered Tzoros. My time, why is it you pay only half? Lav Mishom, dinosaur, Tzoros is because it's Tzoros. But Tani Yalom, Mishalim Chatzi Nezik, Migufo, you pay Chatzi Nezik, Migufo, from the goof of it. So you're going to not arrive at Tisbo. You really think that it's talking about regular Tzoros? Let me Lazar Nezik Shalim, Migufo, the Miashkechon. Come on, it can't be that it's talking about a regular case of Tzoros, because according to Rabbi Lazar, do we ever find a Nezik Shalim? Do we ever find Nezik Shalim only from the body of the animal, only from the goof of the animal? This Gemara is talking about a part of the Brisa that wasn't said over here. The Brisa continues and brings down that Rav Elazar. We never saw him yet. And that he says that the owner has to pay Nezik Shalim from the dog's, the body of the dog. Now this shows that the Brisa doesn't talk about a case of regular tourists, because no one would say that Nezik Shalim for a regular tzoros are paid only from the animal's body. Because even Rabbi Lozer, even if he was masked to Sumchus, that you pay full for tzoros, the payment would not be limited to the value of the body. So even though, yes, it's true that Rava considered the payment of tzoros might be from the body of the animal, but that was only according to the view of the Chachamim, who ruled that one pays half damage for tzoros. They might hold that the Halacha Moshe Mishinai says that Chatzi Nezik of Tzoros is going to put the payment in an area of Keren Tam, which is only from the animal's body. But according to the Sumchus, who pays you pay full for Tzoros, this damage is in all respects a regular case of regular damage, and there's no reason for such damage to be payable only from the animal's body. Says Gemara, so Ella Kegon, Deshani Behuba Gacheles. Rather, Bryce is talking about a case where the dog did something weird with the gachelis. Rashi says that what is this? Shanatla bapive nichu dahenu shinoi. That itself is a really strange situation that he went ahead and picked up the coal. Dafka picked up the coal, put it in his mouth, and put it on the stack, which is not usual to do. For me, loves her several the kirby tafrin, so kirby tafrin damar. Mashuna karen bechatzer, and nizak nezik shalim mishalim. That's straight up. If you have this weird type of karen that happens in the chatzer of the nizak, he's got to pay Nezek. B'chatzar Nizek Nezek Shalim. Mishnah is going to pay Nezek Shalim. Says the Gemara, Velohi. But it's not really, not really good rejection that we brought up over here to say that the Brisa has to be talking with unusual thing. Nah, because even though it's true that the Brisa might be dealing with an unusual case, like we said, and therefore Rava's question can't be understood from the Brisa, but the Raya that it has to be, that it must be, is a case where it's unusual, doesn't necessarily make sense, like we're going to see right now. Velohi, my time on Mukmas La. Why is it that you established that Rabbi Tarfon? Why is it that you want to say that the Brisa is dealing with a case which is unusual and he's going like Rabbi Tarfon? Mishum Nezek Shalem, because Rabbi Lazar said that the dog's owner pays Nezek Shalem from the body. But that's not enough of a reason to go and act this out, because it could be that the Brisa is really dealing with Sroros that came from the dog's regular behavior. How do we explain Rabbi Lazar? Rabbi Lazar, Sarek Sumchus, Damar Sroros, Nezek Shalem Shalem. Rabbi Lazar, he holds like Sumchus, he says you pay Nezek Shalem. Vis Savar Lak Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Tzad Tamus Bimkomo Medes. And Rabbi Lazar also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Tam of Nezek Shalem stays where it is. V'chikatani Migufo Atzad Tamus. And when the Brisa says that from the guf, from the body of the dog, in reference to Rabbi Lazar, it's talking specifically to the Tam part. To the Tom part of the Nezek Shalim. Rashi at the end says that Behilkach Gabi Tzoros Nami Lusumchus to Choshev Lemuad Mishalim Achetzi Migufo Vichigatani Migufo Hatzatamus. Frankly, Gemara Amar Lei Rav Sama Barira the Rav Ashi Ravina Amur the Shamas Later Rehuda Batam and Asimud. Say that what you heard about Rehuda is talking about particularly the case of a Tom that became a Muad. But in the case of something that's more mitchilaso that always started like that, beep, turn the page. Did you hear that Rabbi Huda says that also, that he's going to treat the first half of that payment like that of a tam? Of course not. So the Gemara's original rejection actually stands, and the Brisa certainly can't be interpreted as referring to a simple case of tzoros, because Rabbi Lazar would never have ruled that it's nezek shalem from the goof of the kelev over here, in a regular case of tzoros. Ela. If you want to say the Brisa going along somewhat connected to the world of Rava's question, then we would say the following. Kikam Rabbi Lazar and Nezek Shalem Kikon Diyid. When does Rabbi Lazar say that the dog's owner has to pay Nezek Shalem for the stack that he burnt up? Is only the case where the dog became a muad. It's a muad that he goes and puts these coals on it and burns them up. Of Halkamifki on that, Rabbi Lazar and the Tanakama are arguing. One says that there is one, meaning Rabbi Lazar holds that there is muad for tzoros. So Marisav ain't ha'da'al l'tzoros. One says that there is no muad when it comes to the concept of tzoros. Frek the Gemara says, hold on 1 second. Elahad the boy Rava Yesh Hada Latoros or Ena Hada Latoros. But if this is really correct when we explain it, then what do you mean that idea that we say that was Rava asked in another place? Is there mood for Taurus or is there no mood for Taurus? The law is very clearly said that we just send this Brisa. Either Abanan Ena Hada Latoros, if you're going to follow the opinion of the Chachamim, the Tanakama, that there's no mood for Taurus, then there's going to say, Ilu Rabbanan ain't adolatoros, and Ilu Rabbi Lazar yesh adolatoros. So clearly, it can't mean that. Says Gemara, El Amar Lecharaver. I would say back to you, no. Kimi Bayi Li Lididi Aliba the Rabbanan the Pligi Ali the Sumchus. Well, I asked this about this question is according to the Chachamim who argue on Sumchus, and they say that you only pay Chetzi Nezek. Aval Hacha Bein Rabbanan Bein Rabbi Lazar Kusumchus really they hold like Sumchus. The Amr Tzoros Nezek Shalem Mishalem Pei Nezek Shalem. But Taima Maya Amr Rabbanan Chatzin Nezek. Of course, Pshat Tanakama said that the owner of the dog only pays Chatzin Nezek. The Shani Velo Iyad, because the dog was acting weird, but it didn't become a muad. Or Plukta the Rabbi Tarfon Rabbanan Kufin, and they're arguing in the machlokas between Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim. Amr the Shamit Lei the Rabbi Tarfon Nezek Shalem. Migufo Mishamatlay. So Amr the Shamatlay, I'm sorry, the Rabbi Tarfon Nezek Shalim. Say that what you heard of Rabbi Tarfon is talking about a case of Nezek Shalim for Karen Tam on the damaged part over here. But Migufo Mishamatlay, did you hear that he says that this is only gonna be Migufo? So it's gonna be in. Yep, we did hear that. That is absolutely true. Rabbi Tarfon is gonna limit the Nezek Shalim to that of the body. Mehecha Maisa La Mikaren Mirshus Arabim. From where does he learn out that the Keren Tam pays Nezek Shalim when it's in the Chatzer of the Nizak? We learn from a Kal V'chomer, from what? From that of the Inirishus Arabim. Dayo Lavom and Adin Lios Kenidon. We apply this principle that it's sufficient for the derived law to be the same as the source law itself. He doesn't hold of Dayo. Says Gemara, ki lesli Dayo. When is it true? He doesn't hold of Dayo. That's Hecha the Mifrach Kavachomer. He doesn't hold it only where the Kavachomer would be knocked out if you put that in place. Hecha the Lomifrach Kavachomer isli Dayo. If it doesn't knock it out, then we do hold of Dayo. Gufa. We're going back now to get into the second question of Rava. That is Gufa Bay Rava Yish Adol Tzoros or Ein Adol Tzoros. Is there a muad when it comes to Tzoros or not? Le Karen Midamin Allah, do we compare it Tzoros to Karen? Oh, Dilma told the regalo. Right? If we consider it like Karen, so then yeah, then there's a concept of muad. Oh, Dilma told the regalo. We say that Tzoros is just a tolda of regal and therefore not. Toshima says the Gemara. Hidus in a muad. We said that he is a hopping is not considered muad. Vishamar is a muad. Some say it is muad. Hidus agadaita, chalihidus vihitus. Rather, talking about when it's hopping around, then you have throws and not run out, pop out from under the chicken's feet. My life could go into Ovid. Tlosa zimne of all coming from the is not talking about a case where he did it three times. And that's what the machlokas is. Marsava yishada, marsava inada. Some say that there is this concept of muad when it comes to tzoros, some say not. So there you arise. It's more low. B'chad zim. They're talking about one time. We're looking at the Sumchus Rabbanon currently, and we're arguing over the machlokus in Sumchus and the Rabbanon. Tanakama goes to the Rabbanon who say that you pay chatzin nezik for tzoros, and the other part is saying like Sumchus, say you pull full. And therefore, the Bray says no shaykhus to this question of muad tzoros or not. So Toshma, let's try again. Says the Gemara, behima shi'atila glalam l'isa. Of an animal, you know, machta nashiyotzer onto Isa onto dough, and it got all messed over. Rabbi Huda Omer Misham Nezik Shalim, you pay Nezik Shalim. Rabbi Elazar Omer Chatzin Nezik, only half. My life could go into Avraj Tlosa Zimni of Hakam. If they're arguing over when it was done three times. Marzav Yishadol, Marzav Inadol. So if Rabbi Huda says that there is a mood for Tzeros, and Rabbi Elazar says not, therefore it's going to be Rabbi Elazar says not, and therefore it's going to be Chatzin Nezik, and it's going to be Nezik Shalim. So the Gemara, no, lo bechad zim, no, this was rabbanon kamifke. This is arguing over whether or not it's considered nezik shalim chatzin nezik when it comes to the idea of tzoros. I have a mishuno, but it's a very unusual type of situation. The macha ashiyotzer in the dough. What's going on? It's the Gemara. The dachik le alma. We're talking about a case that the animal was stuck over there in a very narrow place, and therefore it didn't get away. It couldn't get out of that area, and that's why it makes sense they did it. So the Gemara for lemer of Yehuda halachik simcha. So that's really true. That this is a machlokas. This is a machlokas about how much you pay for tzoros. If Yehuda should just say that halacha goes according to simchas. The lemer of Elazar halachik rabbanon. That you pay full or you pay half. Says Gemara, glolam etzuchale. Right? We needed to teach the case of glolam that is considered like tzoros. So, because Dr. Chamin, a whole bus of gufe grun, gufe dummy. Maybe you have thought to say that since it's tuffel to the actual body itself, the glolam, the asher yutzer, therefore it's like it itself, and therefore it's considered like nezek shalim. Kamashwal, it's coming to tell you that it's considered like tzoros, and therefore into the machlokas with it's nezek shalim or chatzin nezek. Toshima, let's bring it right from the following. The Tani Rebbe Recheskel. Tarnigal shall sheet Rosho la Avir Klizchus. If a rooster puts his head inside the opening of a glass utensil, you know, into a vase or something, or like a decanter, if it tuck about Rosho and it just starts screaming, and what happens? It breaks because of that. Meshalim Nezik Shalim, the owner of Nezik Shalim. Bom Rav Yosef, Bom Rav Yav, Sus Shetzana Fechamor Shenar Vishiba Sekelim, if a horse neighs or a donkey brays and it breaks a kli, Meshalim Chetzin is you only pay Chatzi Nezik. Chatzi Nezik. These are cases of throws because the animal doesn't break it directly with its body, but just through its screaming. Rashi, my love, can go into Ovet Losa Zimne. Is it not so? That both these dinim are saying the case where he did it three times, beep, turn the page. A few tests. And this is what they're arguing over. One says, meaning Rabbi Yecheskel, that price is saying that there's muad for tzoros, and the other one says there's not muad for tzoros, and therefore it's going to be nezik shvay mechati nezik. And for the says the Gemara, no, lo b'chad zimnu b'pulik l'sumchus rabbanon k'mifkei. So the one time in the machlokes, but whether or not there is chatzin nezik nezik shvayim for the idea of tzoros. I have hamishun hu, but it's as unusual to scream like that. It's be bizrini. In the case where there are seeds that are inside of that vessel, and so they did it. Rashi says, "Zroim b'kli." The orchid la'achnis rosh abasocha makes sense to do it for lechel. Kevin the orchid lechel orchid nami litzok. It's normal to go ahead and to screech over there as well. Boy, Rav Ashi comes to ask another question of tzroros. Yesh shinoi litzroros l'revia nezek. Is there a shinoi, a weird circumstance of tzroros, a reference to a revia nezek, a quarter damage? Or is there not in reference to a quarter damage? I mean, according to Chachamim, we say that one pays only chetzi nezek for tzoros. Is that, do you cut it in half again to come to a quarter? If it was done in a shinoi, something which is weird, and therefore it's considered like a keren tam. Like, for example, if the animal kicked its foot, which is a weird type of thing to do, and a rock went flying because of that and broke it. Now, the regular case of keren tam is that you pay half of what the payment would be for the normal situation. So according to this case, since the normal act of the rock shooting out would make the owner chayv to pay chatzi nezek tzoros, the unusual part brings in the keren tam now and makes it even less. It makes it a quarter. Or maybe keren tam cannot bring down lower the tzoros payment because we don't find that the Torah says pay less than half for keren tam. Says Gemara, Tifshut Lemi the Rava. Let's learn it from Rava. Let's answer it. The Bai Rava, Yesh Adal L'Shoros Reina Do Shoros. Is there not Mechlal De Ain Shinoi, which implies that there's no idea that you add in this concept of Shinoi for Shoros in reference to coming to a quarter. Says Gemara, it's not a Raya. Dilma Rava Imtim Salomer Kamer. That's saying Imtim Salomer Ain Shinoi Yesh Adal Reina Do. If you want to say that there's no concept of Shinoi for Shoros, then we still ask, is there Muad for Shoros or not? For the Gemara, Teku, good question, we don't know. Okay, last question of the day. By Rav Ashi, Koach Kochel Sumchus Gekoach Gekochel Dami Alo. According to Sumchus, who says that you pay Nezek Shalim for Tzoros, what about Koach Kochel, where it's an extension of one step further? Migam Alocha, Umokil Bekoch Kochel. Does he say that there's Lachel Moshe Misina by Tzoros and say that it's talking about Umokil Bekoch Kochel? He doesn't learn Lachal Moshe Misinai at all, right? So he does, and therefore it's forced, is like the Chum said. Or he doesn't learn it at all, and you would say that one pays full damage even if it's by Tzor, the Koch Kochel. And for the Gemara, Teku. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here, and I wish all y'all a great, great day.